I don't know who started it, to be quite honest. But obviously, you know, being a DC fan, I think, you know, Man of Steel is the one that felt hurt the most by this. But what is up with everything being shot so dark in the film industry now? Why is everything so dark and gritty? You know, it's clearly moments throughout the movies that you know it's not that dark. I mean, it's daylight. So why does everything look so dark and so gritty and so dirty? You know, I mean, even Batman wasn't shot that way. Like, and Batman in the comics, everything's dark because, you know, hello, it's the Dark Knight. Why is everything so dark? And I'm connecting this with our previous episode of the Power Rangers because, although I expressed some slight interest or some interest to watching this movie, there's part of me that questions, but why is it so dark? If you've seen any other Power Ranger anything, it's all their costumes are white with some colors, you know? So it's like it's always been bright. Even the bad guys, they might have dark, but all the backgrounds, like they don't really fight in super dark, gritty, freaky places. But everything has been dark. Transformers was also dark. You know, obviously, Man of Steel was dark. Batman versus Superman was super dark. And what I meant with dark is not like the story was dark, as in like it was filmed dark. It was the filters of everything is now so black and gray. Like, what is it? Do they think that's what we want to see? Like, we get it, you know, that's Zack Snyder's style. So I'm gonna take him out of the equation. Like, that's his style, and it worked beautifully for him in 300. But that fit because that was part of the comics, you know? The 300 comics are dark, and they have that weird sepia-looking darkness to it. But why is everybody going this way now? Like, why do we feel like we must be all dark and gritty nowadays? That I don't know. I mean, I've seen very few films that are just not throwing 1,000 filters on top of everything.
I can't really come up with an answer as to why they're doing it. What's the reasoning behind it? Do they think we want it? But I do have a bit of an analysis when it comes to this. To start with, I think the purpose of it is to make it feel like it's more grounded, like it's more of a serious thing, like they want to make you feel it's a drama and it's not light, because most people usually say that those type of movies like the ones you've mentioned, since they come from comic books and they come from stories that are mostly considered for kids, even if they're wrong, but that's the popular opinion. They want to bring it out to the movies so that the bigger audience, well, not even the bigger audience, like the audience they don't usually get to would go to the movies to see it, because they see, for example, a trailer where the movie is so dark and gritty that they think, oh, well, this is well done. So it's a marketing strategy. Now, there is one thing that I think has made it an emphasis for other studios that's not Marvel. I think studios like Fox and studios like Sony and of course Warner Brothers just don't want to be Marvel, in the sense that they know Marvel are doing good work and they're doing it right, but they don't want other people to be like, oh, you're just copying Marvel, so why don't I just go see Marvel? They want to have their own products. And in that frame of mind, they just keep trying to do it darker, grittier, more earnest, just to make it feel like it's like they're doing award-winning work over there. And I think that's what the darkness is all about, like putting down a statement that this is not going to be campy or a joke or lighthearted. We're doing this very, very, very earnest. I'm using the word earnest a lot. So yeah, that's kind of what I think they're trying to do. So in a sense, I think there's a lot of marketing involved when it comes to that, and a lot of we don't want to be the other guys. The other guys are doing their thing, we're doing our thing, even though it's not working, but we're still doing our thing. So that's kind of my reasoning behind it.
Well, I guess the part of it that I'm also thinking about is, like, if I go past the idea of just Marvel and DC, I just think in general, there's this sense of that everything is being filmed just darker. You know, that's why, you know, I mentioned as Zack Snyder as a culprit. But if you, you know, you go back, there were certain movies that fit to be dark. You know, Guillermo del Toro is definitely like he's got this like dark thing going on. Alfonso Cuarón also is like that weird dark sepia thing going on as well. So there's a lot of movies that have that weird feel to it, you know. And again, I think that what I find odd is why it's translating into other films, you know? Because when, you know, when Snyder did 300, that made sense because Frank Miller's comic was like that. You know, I mentioned it earlier, but, you know, if Nolan had made all his films dark, it would make sense because of The Dark Knight, but he didn't make them dark. So I find it odd that Superman, that is supposed to be a symbol of hope and light and everything is way more open, then obviously it does make sense that he should be not dark. But it was dark as well. You know, Watchmen was dark, but that makes sense. You know, obviously drawn by the same person, that was dark as well. Like, it makes sense that it was dark. I'm just that idea that a lot of films I'm seeing are like darker. You know, Transformers looks darker, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is darker. Does it happen at night? I get that TMNT happens at night. It doesn't have to mean that everything has to be dark. Like, it's that weird thing. Like, even that, you know, going back to our other one, the Power Rangers, everything looks dark. Like why is everything so nitty and gritty? But I don't know. You know, I maybe some of our followers have a different idea. Some of the other geeks with their podcast. So I don't know. Let us know what you think and spread the word. Why is everybody so dark?